You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Glad We Had This Chat with me, Caroline Hirons. It's your one-stop shop for all things skincare, beauty, and beyond. On this week's episode, I'm joined by two fellow brand owners who have turned their no-nonsense skincare brand into a multi-million pound business. Grounded in the belief that better education leads to better skin, amen, the Inky List stands as one of today's most successful and celebrated skincare brands. Joining me are the brilliant brains behind the brand, Colette Laxton and Mark Curry. Hi, Mark and Colette. That's a good intro. We're going to have to start like bringing food out so we can just sit and eat while we do it. But then people think it's a foodie podcast.
This is true.
There's enough of those, isn't there? You're right, love. It's been a bit of a travel, isn't it?
I mean, you're there with me, jet lagged. We love the jet lag.
I work hard.
You do?
But you guys, what's the longest you've been in one place in the last like year or so, not including a holiday?
Oh, I can include a holiday if you like. Oh, okay. 5 days.
Yeah, about that.
Are you at the point where you're like, what day is it? Where are we?
We don't have to repack because you just have constantly. Suitcase.
Multiple suitcases because you haven't got time to unpack. So you just get back.
And grab another one.
Put that out of the way, grab another one. Luckily, we've got loads of skincare.
So when you started, did you ever think it would be like this? What was your vision when you were like, we could do a brand? Did you think down the road you'd be never in the same country, always in America, back and forth? Like,
I think when we started, having started something that didn't go so well, I think we just wanted to stay alive.
Yeah, stay fed.
Yeah. So the kind of mantra was stay in the game. Jesus Christ, stay in the game.
We're so maniacal, you know. Like, we're literally like, just keep going. Doesn't matter what's going on, just keep going. Flight, yeah, cool. Need us to be there? Yeah, do it. Like, if you're just moving forward, but I feel like we're at a point now where we're like,
have you started saying no yet?
Nope.
Well, you didn't say no to me, so that's good.
No, I don't. There's a few no's.
Go on. I can't remember saying no.
Maybe you just did it without consulting because it's like, we're not doing that, love.
There's a few bits that we just. You have to be choiceful on.
Yeah, I'm the same now.
Because you spread too thin.
Yeah, and there's
and
only one of you.
And then you do crap. And then you do a crap job for everyone.
Yeah, and also you do things, I find you do that. I started saying no when I realised that not everyone has, and this is going to sound odd, but you'll know what I mean. Not everyone has the same standards as you. So you'll turn up to do something. Okay, great, it's not just me. So you'll turn up to do something and go, who organised this shit show? Mm. Or didn't. Mm. And my team are going, this isn't how we would. And then you kind of get an understanding of why really, really, really famous people, I don't mean us, no disrespect. You go.
Definitely not us.
No. But you get an understanding of why things kick off.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Elton John wasn't having a bad day.
Yeah. And you know, when you are tired and jet lagged and I've done a 16-hour day and then like something basic, like there isn't any toilet roll in the office.
I mean, come on.
That's when.
There's no milk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say I can't have a cup of tea?
Yeah, exactly. And then that's the moment you're like,
why?
I just need
it's the little things that just explode you. Explode you.
How long has the Inky List been going now?
5 years.
I can't believe it's quite. Where's the time gone? And I mean that genuinely. I say that a lot, but with you guys, it's like.
Do you know what is really odd? I viscerally remember your call with us when we just launched.
I was just telling you guys about that.
Do you know where we were? I didn't even put the connect the dots. Round the corner from your office.
Where? What were you doing?
On the way to Chiswick.
Ah.
And we were in a cab on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Literally from just near where How your bizarre. Office is. That is.
You know what, Caroline? Honestly, you speaking about our brand from day one, like you did not need to do that. Like we were 2 weeks old. We were 2 weeks old. Mm. We'd launched with one online retailer, and you spoke about the brand, and you did like a full breakdown of who we were and all our ingredients. Honestly, I'd say there's like five game changing moments in our whole business. Aww.
I'm too jet lagged for you to be nice to me.
I don't think I've ever told you that.
No,
it was like we are here, and Caroline Hirons like approves this. It was wild.
I mean, I would have done it anyway because you say my name properly.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Caroline Hirons. Yeah, but anyway, that's by the by. Well, thank you. I had no idea. But that's also kudos to you having a good PR, who I've known for years, who put you in front of me.
Love her.
Lozzle.
Yeah, we love her.
Good people.
Good people doing good things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get rid of the rest.
And now you two haven't sat still since?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Relentless.
Like, but you went from zero to like Sephora in how long?
6 months.
6 months.
That's ridiculous. No one does that. But you were so green, and you know, you like by your own admission, did you know that that was unusual when you got Sephora?
No.
Or did you think, oh, we're in Sephora, cool?
It was just like, oh, and Sephora want us. Great, right, we need to go and get some funding. Right, we need to get the stock.
We could probably do with some product to sell.
We need a warehouse in the US. Let's go do it. Like, you don't stop to think about anyone else or any other brand or anything else that's going
just
on.
Just do it.
Just make it happen.
To be fair to them, they warned us.
They did.
And
Sephora did.
We just didn't care. Like, we're like...
You're young, you've got the energy, we want to do it.
Build it while you're flying it type vibe. Yeah. We'll figure it out. But the head honcho of Sephora came in, and you knew something was happening because we didn't know her.
Yeah.
We just with the team.
The air changes when the big wigs come in, doesn't it? Because everyone else goes...
Yes,
and you're like, hi, I'm Caroline. And then you're like, oh God, this person's really important.
It's like the air was sucked out the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, dong. Mm-hmm. And she sits down and goes, are you ready for this?
Genuinely dun, that
dun,
dramatic.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh my God.
Are you ready for this? And we're like, yeah, can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Mark comes up to her. This woman does not like to be touched.
Oh no. She's like Oprah. Her. Oprah doesn't like to be hugged.
He's sweating.
I'm sweating because I'm excited.
So he's hugging this woman with sweat, and you can see her face.
She's like, okay, it may not happen. Get off me.
Stop.
Her team were like, why died?
Because like, you had the audacity.
She's like, freaking queen.
No, but she's amazing. But she just doesn't like to be touched. But to this day,
maybe
Mark,
she's been hugged by too many sweaty Brits.
So. But to this point, Mark still hugs her every time he sees
her.
Embraces
it now.
Good.
She embraces it now.
Good. Yeah. I have that with people who don't like to be hugged, and I'm like, you'll hug me.
It's happening.
Yeah, like Amber, you'll hug me. So in a nutshell, how would you describe the Inky List as a brand?
So for those who don't know, the Inky, the INCI, is on every single health, well-being, and beauty product in the world. It's the list of ingredients on any pack. So we called ourselves the Inky List to ensure that we educated people on what they need as ingredients for their better beauty.
Stroke of genius, by the way. It took me a minute. I didn't get it at first. I was just reading it as like Inky, and I was like, oh my God, it's Inky, you moron. I'm the opposite. I know all about it and I didn't even get it. So well done. That was just me being a bit, you know, having a moment. And then, so I know we've jumped in ahead, and I know that people are going to be watching and listening to this who are fans of the brand. Where did you start in terms of, we could do a brand? Whose idea was it?
Hmm. Yeah, it's mine.
Idiot.
I know, to this day.
How did he rope you in?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I've done a myriad of things, definitely a checkered past. And
your background is what? Your education is what?
Science.
Yeah. I was just getting to that to let you big yourself up.
Yeah. So science just...
Come on, Mark.
Just couldn't. Was about to do a PhD, but I just couldn't get excited about the same proteins for 3 years. So did what everyone else did.
There's a quote. I couldn't get excited about the same proteins for 3 years.
Exactly.
Nice.
did a teaching program, teaching science in really crappy schools, which was amazing kids, crap parents. Then went into... management and brands, etc., and retail, and it was there where I met Colette. I then jumped, did my own thing, badly.
Hang on, we've got to say what you did. This is like a real, like, amazing. This guy is the most incredible entrepreneur. Like,
that's what I was trying to get to. Thanks for bigging him up.
Honestly, he's not getting there.
He's like, I'm so shy.
No, he's not. Future thinker, incredible. Ask him what his first brand was. Caroline.
What was your first brand, Mark?
It was a brand called Sass, and we were changing the world of feminine hygiene to intimate care as a 30-year-old male.
Product for their vaginas as a 30-year-old. And Mark's like, you know.
I mean, I don't even want to do that, and I'm a woman with a vagina.
He's a bit of a lad, you know.
Yeah.
It was a real, like, choice, Mark, to do.
And that went tits up.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. That went vagina up.
Everything up.
Ovaries up.
But he was so ahead of the trend. Like, that's
yeah, and that's trendy now.
Yeah, but, you know, timing is everything. And then timing was the reason we were together, because when I exited that, I still believed in these. And I didn't have the brands in my head. I had categories where there was opportunity to do something different. Mm-hmm. And reached out to her that very day. And at that very
day... Was this a LinkedIn moment?
This is the LinkedIn moment.
That is amazing.
Why we aren't sponsored by LinkedIn, I do not know.
I know.
Like, this is like a love story started by LinkedIn.
Like, I hate LinkedIn. I'm on it. But I check my messages like once every 6 months and I go, shit. So now I have to check it more often. Mm. I don't want to be rude. I'm busy. I don't need to update my CV. No offence.
Agreed.
I love it when it's like...
Might not laugh, but it's true. I don't need to update my CV.
Do you get jobs? I get jobs.
Yeah, like, I get jobs. Yeah. I get, are you hiring? I'm like, I don't know.
But that's the warning sign. As soon as you've seen your team are posting, it's like, hang on.
Yeah, I know, crazy. So that was LinkedIn. What were you doing when you got prompted by LinkedIn? Jobs in your area?
No, so I decided, no, it wasn't actually, because I was in Nottingham and I'd been working for a startup in London.
I was going to say, Boots ain't no startup. Boots when you said no Nottingham, startup. I was like, that's got to be Boots.
No, so I was, I worked with an amazing woman called Charmadine Reed, who had this amazing nail brand, and she is a force. Slept on her sofa for a year.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this.
No.
Because normally when we get together, we're talking about what we're going to eat and then we drink and then we all go to fall asleep. Yeah. I nearly said we all go to bed. That's a whole different relationship.
We'll get to that in a bit. Yeah. So I'd been working with Charmadine and then wanted to start my own thing, but more from I'm going to say the word and Mark's going to shoot me straight down every time. Consultant. Mm-hmm. What do you think about consultants, Mark?
Similar C word.
I was a consultant. I was a good one.
I just feel like commit, be in it, because I wanted to build something.
Well, I did. I didn't want to commit because I didn't want to commit to corporate.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I consulted to help people who didn't want to commit to corporate. But anyway, exactly. Carry on. You were a consultant.
Same. Well, no. I updated my LinkedIn profile that night to say I'm good, you know, some shit name of a consultancy agency.
My first name was shit too. So you can talk about it. No one's ever heard it. Yeah.
It's not good. And then I literally, this is no joke, half an hour later, I got a DM from Mark Curry. Hey, knew of you at Boots, heard good things. I'm starting out this thing. Do you want to meet? I was like, first client. Yeah. Like, met for breakfast the next day. That is it. Done.
And you've been engaged since when?
October.
And we're getting married when?
Next May.
Would you have got married quicker if you hadn't been building a brand for 5 years?
I think we'd have got engaged quicker, maybe.
We'd have got engaged quicker. Well, I don't know. The rate limiting factor was finding a very prescriptive engagement ring.
I mean, it's impressive.
Look, I'm second time round.
Mate, don't fuck about. She's a second wife. You've got no chance. Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
Well, you did. Well done. Yeah. So then you get together, and how soon did you think... Oh, this could be a brand and I should commit. I'll just do this. Okay, happy, okay.
So 3 months he didn't pay me.
That is being a consultant.
No wage. And then we were pitching for investment for him. But we knew that we had something. Like, our skill sets are just so, like, I can't even describe the way...
It's a synergy and it works.
Well, we laugh and say we're like the most expensive CEO ever. Like, if only we were one person and it requires two of us.
But then it would be a bit boring.
How do you do it on your own?
I use Al. I'm not on my own. I've got Al. Because I can see Liv's head nodding there. Liv's like, Al.
Seriously, I don't know how people do it on their own. No. We are like one person.
But you've done the same, that you have to surround yourself with good people. Not bring an ego into it, so you're not worried about hiring people who outshine you. Good. Go for it. Please outshine me.
Please.
If only more could.
Yeah, I am shit at this. Please do it better, you know? And then you hire the odd person, you're like, okay, I'm not that shit. I'm better than that.
Yeah, like, and we say this to everyone who joins. We say, create a legacy. We would dearly love you to use and abuse the brand and the business.
Do what you want to do.
To create something amazing.
Do something good.
Go here, go there, start your own thing.
I think that's why you've taken off in the States the way you have, because I've just got back from the States, and it has to be said, as much as I'll get abuse, I don't care. It's so much more exciting over there than it is here. It's so quiet here, and it's so like so formulaic quiet. And so, I mean, corporate, you know, even the sort of smaller brands are fairly corporate in how they put stuff out and whatever. And then there's you two. In a good way. And there's a reason, like if we, Al and I went into every single Sephora we walked past just to look. I think they've got work to do in terms of there's money walking out the door. I don't think they've got to grips with how busy they are. Their footfall, I've never seen anything like it. And I've been going there since as long as I've been alive. You know, it is mental. We got into one first thing they opened at 11 a.m. on a Sunday. By the time we found a couple of bits and queued up, there was 25 people in the queue.
Yeah.
Just in the queue. And these are older people. But what's interesting is the counters and the products that are trashed aren't the ones that are doing well here. So Charlotte Tilbury looks immaculate. Mm. And it's at the front. But it looks immaculate. Mm-hmm. Rare Beauty looks good. Mm-hmm. Patrick Tarr, not so much. Milk, not so much. Yeah. Demolished. You guys, not so much. But in the way that, like, it's constant refilling. Yeah. You know, it looks clean, constant refilling. But here, it's a different game. It's a different... How do you manage between the two? Because the UK and the US are very, very different customers, aren't they?
I mean, apparently we speak the same language, but we just don't. No. We just do not. The culture, everything, like... Mm-hmm. And we massively, and probably still do, underestimate that. Hugely so.
Marketing, messaging, even just energy, as you say. Like, I think, ironically, I think we are more suited to that US. Fast pace, pivot. Like, everything we think and do is about, like, what's future, what's next. Like, we don't rest.
Yeah.
And I don't think that comes across very well in the UK necessarily. Yeah. And it's like, we want to break rules all the time.
Yeah. I can relate.
It's hard.
It's really hard because the best campaigns we've done have been ones where I've said, like, the best campaign we've had on social was the acid launch. And that's because I took over. And that does not to say our team aren't fantastic, but didn't I? I was just like, guys, this is acid and me.
Yeah.
This is like, and I say, I don't mean comparison of people. There's like David Beckham releasing football boots. It's kind of what he's affiliated with. Yeah. Acid and cleansing balms, jazz hands, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, we're going to do it this. But they put it together brilliantly. So the video we put together for socials was every time I'd said acid. So they're just like, acid, 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 acid. Like, literally. And it flew. We did a month's target in 3 days. But that's because, like you say, noise, energy, you know. And it works in the US.
Yeah, it does.
In the US, you're matching because they come to everything like an excited puppy.
Yeah.
The UK is a lazy old cat.
I agree. And I feel like we were an excited puppy. I feel like 5 years in.
I think you are still an excited puppy.
Do you think?
Yeah. You look a bit tired on your personal things, on your Instagram, but like when you're lying down, there's like a reel of like you're doing like the big event and the next picture you're like this.
Dead.
In the street.
I'm like, poor Colette needs to sleep.
That's the reel. But yeah, hopefully we're still bringing it.
Are we
bringing it?
But equally, most American metropolises and cities is like an assault on this senses as well. Yeah. So you have to be able to cut through.
And it works well if you're maybe on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a bit of ADHD going on, or look at Colette's face, she's like, I can't sit opposite you two. If your brain operates permanently, like you've got 20 tabs open, the USA is your playground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This comes back to why we work. No one understands him.
Yeah.
You do. Which says I
literally,
more about you.
It's the most frustrating thing. I wish I could go back in time and learn how to connect brain to language. Mm-hmm. Even on here, I'm like second thinking myself. I can't even say that right. So
you're there.
Massively frustrated 99% of the time.
And school, did they say could do well if they paid more attention? And
there was a trigger moment because I thought I was going to be a footballer, and then
more things come out.
And then I suddenly wasn't, and I was like, holy shit. I've got to double down.
What have I got to do now? Yeah.
So I just, you know, typical spectrum. I just eight act.
Ah. What subject?
Everything.
All the sciences or just?
All A stars and A's. So I just.
Fuck off. I just switched. Oh, that's just. There's hyper focus and then there's Mark Curry.
But you know what is so annoying to live with? Because so the idea was that we'd bring a CEO in and then the two of us would start to get a bit of a life back.
Yeah, how'd that go?
How do you think it went? Because I can't let anything go. But we bought a CEO in, so I was like, right, two things we want to do this year. We're going to learn to play the piano, so we bought a piano. I'm going to learn to speak French. 2 months, he's literally playing songs on the piano, and I am still one finger. This guy's like, when he decides he wants to do something, he can do anything. annoying.
So annoying.
Yeah, but I'm equally out if I don't want to.
But that's I've spoken previously about that. Because I've got ADHD, and it's not to be trendy, I just have. I've clearly had it for 54 years. But if something is not engaging my interest at my age, I've learned I don't have to pretend anymore. Mm. So the family are used to it. They're just like, oh, mum's gone. And I'm in another room. I'm like, I'm sorry. And in the office, they think I'm being dramatic. I'll go, I'm sorry, I haven't got time to listen to this. I'm going to be dead soon. I'm 54. I've got time's getting on. And then they're like, see, stop talking about dying. I'm like, I'm not afraid. I'm just talking in the way of like giving you context of why I don't need to spend an hour in this meeting talking about something that ultimately I'm going to say yes or no to. Do you know what I mean?
1,000,000%. I think getting older is increasingly teacher. I've always said for a long time, you cannot escape your own biology. But I think when you're young, you compromise for it in multiple scenarios, personally and professionally.
Yeah.
But the older I get, the more I'm like, fuck I am it. Who I am. Yeah. Fuck it.
And it's even so slow, it's like, fuck it.
Do you know what? Even in our relationship, it's quite funny. So we created a brand that is like no BS, transparent. We're trying to help support people. Like, let's take away all the magic shit. And we are black and white. And like, we intentionally made the brand black and white. And when we got together personally, we said the same thing. We've done this before. Like, we know the things that we don't want in life. Let's try and be as black and white as we can. You want to hear some of the conversations we have? Like, you really pissed me off. Why did I piss you off? This, and this.
Here's a list. Sit down.
But, like, there's no, like, you know, they say, like, relationships fail when you don't communicate. Yeah. Oh, we communicate. Black and white.
But that's what you need.
Yeah.
And that's also why you work together. That's also why it works, because Mark just goes... This episode is obviously brought to you by the SkinRocks app, your free-to-download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionize the way you discover, shop, and learn about skincare with our multi-award-winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But remember, we came from this category of space, and I just could not understand people like yourself, all the editors that do a great job and great content over the years, but consumer penetration of skincare, even back in 2016, was not great.
It's like a serum. Not great. How many people are actually using serums?
So, and it's not about there's no products out there, or there's no like span of prices. It's something else. And our hypothesis was it's connection and education. Mm-hmm. And then to build a brand and the ethos on it is it's got to be bigger than just the category it sits in. And our backstory, you know, is very different from some other founders. We don't come from anything. We don't come from anything. And it was really education that opened our personal eyes to a different world that's not your hometown, local mm-hmm. jobs, whatever else it is.
It's extreme. Like, you grew up in a council estate. My dad works in a factory today, and he's like, what is this thing you're doing?
Yeah.
Like, we are not from this world. We should not be in this world. And actually going to university and paying our own ways through university because our parents couldn't afford it, it was like, whoa, this
is... You're way posher than me. I didn't go to uni.
Well, I would challenge whether you need to, but...
Oh, I would. Three of mine didn't even bother to go. One went and lasted 2 days. He was like, it's not for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I needed to go, to be honest. Mm. What it did do, though, is open me up to a world of, like, possibility of, yes. like, okay, so there's different people out there.
Oh, there's other people out there. And you get opportunities if you're hanging around with these people and that kind
it's
of thing.
It's wild. Yeah. Like, your friendship groups blow my mind. So Mark, like, from a council estate, his friends are amazing, like, salt of the earth. And then he's got another friendship group that he went to uni with that are all bankers. And it is yeah. so funny, like, seeing the difference. But
in both sets of those people, you'll have people who have no clue about skincare.
100%. But the role that, you know, education plays, and if you can upskill yourself and learn a bit, it changes the world. So we came from it at such a different perspective of, if you can empower somebody, and empower sounds a bit wanky, I know, but, like, give somebody a bit of, like, knowledge of, like, what is your skin? You do such a great job of it. Like, no bullshit. What is your skin? What do you need to do? Like, I don't need all the fluff. Just tell it to me straight. Yeah. And I feel like we've come at the industry in that perspective.
And that was missing in that terms, especially yeah. in your price point,
mm.
where yeah. it's just assumed that they'll put it on a shelf in a Boots or a Superdrug and it'll sell. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There's no education, because the thinking is, as we know, well, if it doesn't work for them, they'll buy it again because it's not more than 20 quid.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. I don't think we've done our job well enough, though.
No.
None of us have. There's, I mean, for my point, I like that the team have put books on display there. There's three books there, the app, the blog, you know, and every day without fail, there's 10, 15 people who are new, like in the group or on my Insta. Oh, I'm not sure what you do, but I need help with skin. And or I've got your books and I've got your app and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, well, that doesn't bode well for me. And then they're like, no, it's great. I get it. I'm just not sure. Can you just... Ultimately, people want it from my lot. They want to be told what to use.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do, how to do it, how often, and I'm good.
Exactly.
And that's what it's almost... That's what's missing. Some of the lack of education bigger brands and more corporate and money brands don't give, to me, is astounding. I mean, it keeps me busy, but, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's why there's... That's why the world of beauty is great.
Yeah.
Because there's always opportunity. And even if they did start to do that, something else would crop up.
Yeah.
It would be too confusing, or there'd be too many mixed messages. And so that's why it's a great place to be, like, super vibrant.
Did your retail background give you a sort of starting position that was a bit further along, because you didn't have to come into that green?
100%.
Yeah, well, yeah. Very much so. In most choices we made, particularly why and when we do certain retailers and all the rest of that brings, because having been there and been responsible for both big brands and little mm-hmm. brands, you get swallowed up. Like, if you don't have the right infrastructure around it, if yeah. you don't have the right money, unfortunately, yeah. you know, and
you don't know what it means to do a promo.
Oh, yeah. Just... And all of a sudden this bill, oh, I've sold loads of volume. What's this bill?
Yeah. Oh, so, and that happens. That happens. Like, brands have no idea what they're walking into. And the rate cards that mm-hmm. retailers, like, are you joking me? Why yeah. are you giving the same rate card to a startup that you are to, like, one of the big boys? It's insane.
Yeah.
And I think us being able to navigate that meant we spent in the right places.
Yeah.
And that's massive when you are at that startup stage, because you've got a finite amount of funds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be black yeah. and white. We had 50 grand of marketing spend to launch the Inky List. Like, that sounds a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
It's not
at all.
And we had to, like, work that very, 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 very hard. And actually, if we'd have done one paid opportunity with a retailer, it'd be gone. And then we know that would never have paid back. So
never. We
learn when to say yes, when to say no. Like, you have to sample if you're going to be in retail. We're not going to sample. It took us 3 years to start sampling. We couldn't afford it.
We get that all the time. I'm like, guys, we're 18 months in. I can't afford to sample. I can finish making the product we're making, or I can make samples of something we've already got.
Exactly.
But when you're talking to people who have never been on this side of the tracks, all they see is, well, everyone else samples. Exactly. No, Elemis sample, Tilbury sample, whoever. But they're huge mm-hmm. brands. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You don't get that sort of... I think it's interesting, because when I was younger and I was sort of not consulting, working... The brands, I'd go for meetings and the PR was like, you should really do a page in Vogue. And it's like 25 grand for a page in Vogue. And that brings you what? You've been in Vogue? You know, these days it doesn't mean anything. Everyone loves Vogue, but if you're going to advertise and you're going to do, it's going to be out of home on the tube, right? It's like you've got to put your money where the people are going.
Yes.
And how many people are reading Vogue, especially the younger people? You know, if you think of TikTok, yeah. My daughter wouldn't pick up a copy of Vogue. No. But she can tell me everything. If I don't know what something is, I go, Ava, what's this? Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, it's already dead. Okay, great. I'm so glad I'm a year into it.
But the danger of being sucked into so much stuff by seeming experts, even retailers. Retailers just have a playbook, right? But they don't really know. They don't see the darker side of when it goes wrong.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's an absolute minefield.
You previously said, which I find quite funny, that you're the world's worst entrepreneurs. You're clearly not. You're clearly not. But what made you say that in the first place?
Let's talk about the bets that we made. So Mark always says you have to be a psycho to be an entrepreneur.
Don't look at me.
Like, genuinely.
My guys are like...
no, literally, because you have to believe in it before anyone else does.
Yeah.
And you have to keep believing it and keep believing it and keep believing it. And there is something about, like, the when you look back and the things that you decided on, like margin.
I can't. Don't. Yeah.
Like, we decided to launch a product with negative margin.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
People are like, it's a great opportunity. Not for my bank balance, it isn't.
So we did that because we believed that we would scale this business so we would eventually make margin.
Yeah.
So when we say we're the world's worst entrepreneurs, some of the business decisions that we make, if you looked at it on paper, you'd be like...
How do they have a house over their head?
We didn't at the start. Like, Mark had £11 in his bank when we started the brand.
Nice.
We went bankrupt nearly twice.
At least.
Like, this has not been an easy road,
but that's a real entrepreneur, surely. I mean, that's the game. It's you're in, it's white knuckling. Like, the white knuckling part for me, it's not nice. It's not pleasant. It's you're like, oh.
Waiting for that PO.
Oh, it's no, they're waiting for the payment of the PO.
Payment of the PO.
Not the PO.
I need wine for this.
The payment of the PO. Yeah. We should do that. Next time we'll bring booze in. Or we'll film a bit later in the day where we're like, would you like a tequila, maybe a little margarita action?
Do one of those things after the first drink, after the second drink.
Oh, yeah.
You should be in content, darling.
I'll get you really two back for that. We'll be doing that for sure. What do you find is the biggest challenge in running a business?
People.
You said that quicker than I could say it. People, as in your own people, hiring people.
Finding good talent, keeping good talent, nurturing good talent as you scale. Like, you need processes and the right meetings and, you know, all the stuff we're terrible at. We're like, let's make shit happen. Turns out, like, when you've got multiple layers of people.
You need processes.
What about you?
Cash
and people. That's basically why we're friends, cash and people.
Yeah. Cash is everything. If you ain't got cash, everything falls down.
Cash flow and people. Like, you say, scaling is like... Because I always thought I hated that side of corporate where it was procedure and processes.
Me too.
And the bigger you get with people, the more you realise why there are procedures and processes.
Oh, yeah, and when they're not there, you're fucked.
Basically, yes. You've got, which I'm, by the way, just so you know, I've already sent it to my lot. We're totally copying. You've got a dedicated As Seen on TikTok page on your website.
Yes.
Which is genius. So thank you for that idea.
No worries.
Has TikTok played a massive part in your sales? And why do you think that is? Because it can't purely be down to cost. There's other stuff out there that's cheaper and not as good.
I think... So I made the call to go on TikTok really early. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy who had come from this awesome agency and he was setting up his own agency. And he was like, TikTok's going to be massive. And I was like, I know it's going to be massive and I think we can play a really clear role for the brand. And he was like, I've never done it before. You've never done it before. Should we partner and just make this happen? I was like, let's give it a go. And we were very, very clear with what we wanted to do. And I think everyone gets excited about virality on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That is not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the goal. Because guess what? You'll have one hit. It'll last 3 days. Your stock will sell out and then you'll be irrelevant again.
Yep.
For us, TikTok has played such an important role because of we've been really true to the brand. We're trying to educate, and there's this whole, like, again, it's a buzzy word, edutainment, right?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is the perfect way to be able to give information in a fun way.
Yeah.
And that's all anyone wants now.
Yeah. So and for quick. Us,
and quick, yeah. So I feel like we were an Instagram brand. You know, that gorgeous long form content that used mm-hmm. to exist.
Those Wasn't it lovely? Days. Those were the days Slower where old people days. Like me could enjoy it.
Oh, and just, you know, you'd be able to peel the onion of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, the first page, dead simple, and then you'd swipe and then we'd go a bit more and a bit more. Mm. The world of TikTok has just completely, like, kicked all of our asses. I just think it's been so powerful because we've listened to the platform and we've listened to who we are as a brand. That's yeah. it.
And I do think the world cycles. You see it in beauty all the time. If, like, we've been around for a long time, mm. right? So you
we
see
have
the
not
cycle.
Been around for a long time.
No, as in career wise.
Oh yeah, okay, we're old.
So
yeah.
you see.
Oh, not as old as me, love. Pipe down.
I mean, everything cycles, and. You just got to lean into what's relevant at the time as well. And TikTok is just here and now.
Yeah.
2 years away, who knows? Mm. It's a social media channel. It's a way of connecting to a large number of consumers. But there'll be something else.
How do you talk to slightly older people? Because they're not on TikTok.
No.
How do you grab them? Because obviously it's one thing to grab Gen Zers, but they're not that loyal and they flit and they don't have a load of money. Not that you need a load of money, but how do you talk to like their parents? Or someone in the middle, like a millennial. How does that work?
So we, again, world's worst entrepreneurs, we haven't done it. You know, like the pen portraits of your customer?
Yeah.
You know, like the classic. We decided to do a brand for all, which has its pluses because we are truly
for all.
Inclusive and diverse and, you know, all the buzzwords. But genuinely, we you know, we have products for everyone, which is great. It's tough when you're targeting, though. Mm. And we did a launch at the start of the year, which was for a slightly older customer, and it was so interesting navigating that.
What was it? What product?
Bioactive Ceramide.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Look how much she loves it. You can see on her face.
No. I was just thinking, I know you've just done body. What am I missing here? Yeah.
Yeah. When we came into the office and we just basically had a laugh.
Gave me your bits.
Well, we didn't really talk about the product because we just get...
Yeah, that's fine.
Anywho, so we launched that and it was a slightly older demographic and it was really interesting because we'd had such a big time on TikTok the last year with the products we launched and it was a bit like,
oh,
okay, so, you know, how do I talk to me again? And obviously Instagram's massive for that, but that's where your out of homes and your more traditional advertising came in. And especially in the US, we did a big out of home moment and then kind of wrapped that into the social 360 and field team and in stores. And like, it's probably a lot more of a grunt work to yeah. kind of get that older consumer because
harder.
They need all the touch points.
Yeah, you have to get their attention.
It's not like TikTok where it's like, oh, cool, bye.
Yeah.
Like it's a much like harder
bigger hustle
task. Yeah.
Do you have a preference in the customer you target or do you not even think about it? Are you just like, we've made the product, we sell it to people, oh, actually this is more suited to them so we should go over here? Or do you find that your team in particular, so how many people have you got on your team now?
135-ish.
Too many. 135.
Yeah.
We've got a whole team out in the US now.
Yeah.
Mm. Makes me want to lie down.
So Caroline and I speak a lot on DM.
There's a lot of bad words.
And it's mainly people related because it's hard getting a consumer, but it's even harder building a team. Mm-hmm. It's really tough. And yeah, having a team in the US as well as the UK, it's a lot.
Are you on the West Coast or the East?
East. New Jersey.
Speed. We were in LA a couple of weeks ago, Mark and I were like, even me, like...
Just speed up.
You're in New York. I'm New York people. I love LA, but it's too relaxed.
But an hour and a half for breakfast. Who has time for that?
Are you just hot? Why are you moving so slow?
I always go, take London, the city.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Drop it in LA
and
bring New York people.
Wow. Yeah. But that's the difference. It's the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the hustle.
Mm. But on the products, like we always go from an insight, where's it right to start and for who?
Mm-hmm.
And with us where we are now, we need to be in a gap, probably start churning products pretty soon as well. So it's always start there and then, you know, give it an inky twist. How do we do a different, how can we be first to something maybe? And just take it from there. Keeping the principles the same. Your point on elegance earlier, make the message simple, but make sure texturally people want to come back.
Have you found it harder to do the product you want to do with investors on behind you? Because people think investors bring money, but they also bring, we want a tighter cut, we want more margin, we want you to make more money, we want you to make cuts here.
Yeah, we have. And to be fair to them, they stay out of this level of detail a lot, but obviously they are all over the top line.
Yeah.
And so that impacts what we do. So we've had to continually have real tough conversations with suppliers, and we've got fantastic suppliers that have supported us over the years. But it's not easy. Because, you know, the world is a tough place and there's always some form of instability.
It's a business.
And we decided to become B Corp.
Mm. Why would you do that? I mean, do you not have anything else to do with your life?
Mm.
How long did that take?
2 years.
Jesus Christ. And was actually, it worth it? You'll say no, but I know your investors are going to say yes, it's amazing. Do you think it was worth it?
Because it's not a lot of sales driving. It's not sales driving at all. What it is what we set out the business to be was to be good for people and planet. And when I say, look, we're selling shit in a bottle, we're all selling crap, right? No one needs all this stuff that we're selling. It helps a lot of people, but there's loads of brands and loads of products out there. What we want to make sure is that we're balancing, like, trying to do the best we can in the world. And I think V Corp holds you to such a high standard. I think it's the right thing that we do, but it makes everything way harder. It makes margins way harder because we're using different grades of product and different suppliers, and like it makes it 10 times tougher.
And it affected product. Like some of our products, you know, the PCR level was so high that the content couldn't squeeze the bloody content out. So it has been a challenge on every front.
But I didn't even think about that, of course.
But you know what? Staring at the pearly gates one day, having sold millions of stuff and put millions of stuff out there, you have to consider the supply chain.
Of course.
So it's the right thing to do. It's just a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Throw some stats at me. You must have some good stats in terms of like your best sellers, what sells a second, all that, because I love all that's like porn for me. Do you have any like where you're like, look what we did? Or look what we're doing. I know you're still in the middle of it, but
I think for me, the more exciting, so we've sold 70 million units. So that's like, holy shit.
Mm. But I think
In 5 years, yeah.
Ridiculous behaviour. Mm. You set the rest of us up to look like shit, you know that, don't you?
We've got loads of stuff internally. I think the one I'm excited about is how many people we've helped. So like 6 million people have gone through either our recipe builder or had a chat with our Ask Inky team. Mm. So in terms of offering that like support and knowledge and help, like I feel like we've like personally touched 6 million people.
Yeah.
That feels...
It's intense, isn't
it? Really good.
Yeah.
Any other sexy... You love a sexy stat. Yeah,
there's some killer ones like the HA serum or caffeine. You know, we sell one of those every 10 to 12 seconds. So there isn't many seconds that go by where an Inky product somewhere isn't being sold, essentially.
You know when we first launched the brand, I was such a loser on our Shopify.
I was such a loser.
Did my absolute head in.
So I need, like, we were in the depths of hell launching a brand. You know, the exciting moment. This is so not exciting because you've got no money left, everything riding on this, da 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 da. I put the Shopify app on my phone and had the notification on. So every time we got a sale on our website, it'd ping.
You can't do that now.
But I needed it, like the ping, you've sold, ping, ping, ping. You've sold, ping.
I have it as a widget on the phone when the screen is saved, but I don't have the ping.
Oh my God, you have it on your phone.
I'll show you. I need to know what we're doing for the day. I need to know what we're doing. I just need to keep an eye.
Oh my God, you are us.
What are we doing for the day?
You are literally us.
Yeah, but I don't obsess. Like if we have a day where we don't sell as much, I don't go in and go, right, what happened yesterday? I'm like, okay, what have we got left to make to do? Okay, so what are we going to do the weekend to make it bigger? You can't stress about what you can't control. You can't fix something that didn't sell yesterday.
But you're hustling.
Mate, I'm a hustler. But we say hustle in the way that we mean it. I think hustle means something new to the younger people. I think it means like you're ripping people off. Oh, really? Hustle in our generation was you're a grafter.
Grafting. Yeah.
We're grafting.
Oh, yeah.
So outside of your own product, mm-hmm. we have to do some skincare content that isn't yours. What was kind of the first product you fell in love with?
Well, my love of red lipstick, actually. I was a dancer.
And a singer. And I feel like we haven't really touched on your other multiple talents.
Yeah.
Had to get the karaoke out at Christmas time or staff Christmas party.
It's done multiple times.
We always say that.
We always say we're going to do karaoke.
We took the Sephora team out and did karaoke. We're now known. Every time we meet someone at Sephora, they're like, you're the karaoke people.
Wow.
Yes,
okay, challenge accepted. Good.
Mm-hmm. So when I was young, I was a dancer. And for me, like, and I know it's quite cliche, but the power of a red lip, like when I would go on stage, I'd like put, and you're talking blue eyeshadow and red lip back in that day. And like for me, like the red lip was like the thing. Finding good red lipsticks.
So what's your favourite? What's your go-to?
I hate to say it, but...
You're going to say Ruby Woo by Mac, aren't you? No? Okay.
That dries.
Okay, but I saw you say...
And I was it's discontinued. Rebecca. And I've tried eBay, I've tried everything. And then there was this really cute London brand called MDM Flow.
Yeah.
Who, again, she I can't get hold of her products anymore. I seem to like...
Things you can't get.
That I can't get, yeah.
That sounds normal.
So if anyone knows of an amazing, like, coral red lipstick...
Are you like coral? Have you done any Lisa Eldridge?
Someone said Lisa.
She's got a nice coral.
Okay. I need to get on that. I can't find good colour that's non-drying.
And pigment. What about you, Mark? Anything that makes you think, ooh, I like this? Or are you just like a bloke who used skincare and then you're a scientist and you made it?
No, I actually... ignored all things beauty until I was about 18. But when I was 18, it was actually Clinique M lotion.
Wow.
Weirdly. Mm. And I don't know how it happened. I think I just got given, speaking of sampling, I think I just got given something when I was in Boots buying some gunk for my hair.
Yeah.
And someone gave me that. I tried it. I was like, actually, and obviously it's placebo. I just felt like I had to have it. So when I was at uni, I was in London with no money, making choices of, right, £10 food budget for the week, and then I need to buy M lotion for the 30-odd quid it was.
Food.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
No, you didn't. It's a good question.
Thanks so much. And now, if your bathroom was on fire, is there anything you'd grab? Anything you're like, okay, this I have to take this with me, or, you know, I'm going to a desert island and my bathroom is on fire. What's the thing you're like, I can't live without this product?
Do you want like a sexy answer or a real answer?
Both.
I stink.
Okay, it's a deodorant.
I can't. Like, if I'd run
deodorant
out of deodorant
or fragrance?
Now, no, deodorant. Oh, like, okay. I've tried so many natural deodorants.
Oh, they don't work. I'm sorry, everyone says, yes, they do. You're terrible. It's Mitchum unfragranced spray for me. Done.
Mitchum or there's a specific Dove cream. Yeah, anyway, so that's the unsexy
I like
the, answer.
I stink.
I do. Mark's the sweater. I don't sweat, but I smell, and he is sweating.
Mark's is coming out. Mark's like, I sweat, babe, I don't need to smell.
No, it's
so a bit of Mitchum, disgusting. Nice ad.
And
then the sexy answer is a red lip.
And the sexy answer is, and I'm going to plug, and I don't even mean to plug, I'm not that person, but...
Feel free.
I cannot live a day without our hyaluronic acid serum. I can't. And I Amazon primed it when in lockdown because I ran out.
Got your own product.
I Amazon primed my own product. That was a low point.
I have ordered quite a few copies of my own book to send to people when they've asked me. So I feel your pain.
It's just, you're paying multiple times.
We don't mind putting in. We believe. What about you, sir?
Sweat. And I'm quite oily. Our salicylic acid, and again, plugging, but I'd be in serious trouble. Body-wise, and because I try and stay healthy. I think I try and kind of work out as much as I'm working hard because it keeps my mind balanced and stress. I just don't give a shit anymore. So
but it's the healthy way to be.
But that means I profusely sweat throughout the day.
Yeah.
And so I have to do something like that.
I'm but so hot all the time.
Fragrance. Like,
oh, fragrance.
You know Mark's coming
one.
Into a room. Holy shit, I can taste it. When I come out of our bathroom, I'm like...
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice.
I'm very close to trying to buy a brand, actually.
Are you?
I'll speak to you afterwards.
Okay, great. What's your working fragrance? What's your kind of go-to?
At the moment, Le Labo Noir 29.
Oh, very nice. What about you, Mrs.?
Celine.
Oh, really?
I've been had.
Literally.
That's so
why have you been
expensive?
Had?
Walking into Celine.
Because I was drunk.
Oh, that's your fault.
I was drunk shopping.
Fair. Always a mistake.
So I did a drunk lunch, walked into Celine. That's the only reason I dared walk into Celine. I mean, who can go into Celine? Went in and they were like, do you want to try a fragrance? I was like, would love to.
Thank you so much. I'm having a great day.
Next thing you know, I've walked out of the Celine fragrance and now I can't get it out of my head. And now this is the only thing I wear.
That's right. You've got your signature scent. It's all good.
It's really expensive.
And do you know how much it costs? And I know how much
worst.
It costs.
Fragrance in terms of markup.
It's insane.
Fragrance in terms of markup, body products, as in body shower gels, markup. I'm like, but I'm the one who's like, I like a bit of a fresh body. I'm like, it costs a quid to make, Caroline, get a grip of yourself.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
It is what it is.
Vice.
We don't mark up as much as cars or restaurants, so people need to get off our back. What is a day-to-day like for you as brand owners? Do you have any day that is even vaguely... So how about this? What's your day like when you're in the office in situ? And what's the day like when you're in the States and you're doing the Sephora junket?
Good question.
Thanks.
Even within the office, I don't think there's a day where it's all internal anymore.
Mm.
There has to be something. You have to get somewhere. You have to do calls in cabs.
Yeah.
That's normal. When we are traveling, it could be any which thing. And we've always said, being black and white, this is what we do, this is what we love. And so we blur life and work as if it was whatever. So even if we were in the West Coast and it's be up for UK time, which is...
And we do, 4 a.m. starts from the UK.
And then you go through the day and you're in and out and you're seeing various different people. You're flying up to San Francisco and then you're invited to an event in the evening. It could be any given thing.
And today, so I've done an event this morning, coming here, we've got 3 hours in the office. And then earlier on, someone was like, you have to come to this event because I need you to meet this person. So now I'm going out for dinner tonight. That wasn't planned. Every day is just complete and utter chaos.
And the chaos, I think, is only controlled by Grace, my daughter, and having to be there for her.
How old?
8.
Yeah, so you still need to be very hands-on.
Yeah, we're still in the...
Which is probably why you're back and forth a lot. You can't go away for 2 weeks at a time and FaceTime because she wants to see her dad.
No.
So often we'll he'll do half a trip and he'll go home and I'll stay out so he can have... You want to see our diary?
I don't. Mine's horrific enough. I don't want to see both of you.
There's like netball and then meetings and then what? But we've got no food in and when we get back, so I'm quickly doing a food shop before we arrive home so she's got dinner to then be on a call. And she just knows our life at this point.
Yeah.
And as soon as she's gone to bed, you're like, then right, I'm free from 8:30. We can then get back on calls. Like everything, like my friends and family, like my dad's like, I don't see him enough. I'm like,
what do you want me to do, Dad? What do you want me to do? I'm trying to build an empire. On that note, what's the kind of end goal? Where do you see, like, are you going to tap out? Are you going to tap out and collapse? Or are you going to keep going? Like, do you have a time frame where you think I can keep this up?
I feel very old right now.
But you have been doing a lot of back and forth, love.
Yeah.
You might feel better when you've had a rest.
It's been 7 years of like hustling now and in 5 years of having the brand. I don't know if you can do it beyond 10 years at this rate.
Yeah.
There's definitely like...
Surely it would finish you off. I think Charlotte Tilbury took a back seat.
Yeah, no, I think... And also we are relatively young in terms of like businesses and I would imagine we'll have future businesses.
Yeah.
But yeah, this can't... I would say if we are doing this in 3 years... You have to drag me off the floor.
Yeah, we're not in the level of day-to-day that we were.
Yeah, and you miss it.
I miss it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I'm probably itching to get back in, but not letting myself currently because...
You've got enough on.
Still need to focus.
Mm.
But, you know, at some point...
Well, I mean, huge congratulations on what you have done. You do, I mean, you take the time to recognise what you've done or you're still too deep in it.
No.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
No. People say to me, oh my God, can you believe you're in Liberty? And I'm like, yeah. But I don't even mean it in that way. I'm just like, that's in my plan. I don't understand why my plan wouldn't work. But it doesn't mean I'm not grateful, but it's in my plan.
Yeah.
I'm a person who makes a plan, I make it happen. Then I start to realise, oh, I don't think the way that's what it is. I'm not thinking in that way. You know,
I don't think you'd be as successful if you did. And it pains me that we don't celebrate the moments. And I think there are times where we should celebrate more. But if you spend your time celebrating, you've missed like 5 opportunities.
Yeah, but also having been in a position, like a dire position, and it was really bad, I'm probably act more out of being frightened that it won't all go away.
Yeah.
Hence the maniacal do everything.
But I'm like that. It's like, this surely can't keep up. Yeah. This is going well. This surely can't keep up. So you have to keep your eye on it and you have to keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
And at some point, I'm sure we'll stop. But we'll come back in maybe a year's time and see where we're at.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure, my love.
New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
Yeah. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.